Mr. Harold Morris is with us from Princeton. Mr. Morris, you've got a nice display of tractors, something special here for the 4th of July holiday weekend at Harper House. Tell us a little bit about your tractors.
Well, I like to show my tractors off.
Right.
I'm proud of them. Every Memorial Day, I put them out in my yard and put flags on them to honor the veterans. We don't do enough for them to start with.
Right.
But I've done that for 20 years, is put them out, and that's for the fallen soldiers.
Why did you start doing that?
I just had the tractors, and it just hit me one day. I needed to do something for the veterans, so I just put them out in my yard and display them, well, every year.
Tell me a little bit about your tractors that are going to be on display this weekend at Harper House.
Well, this one come from a neighbor down in Eddy Creek Church. It was dilapidated. I redone it.
It's a 430 John Deere, right?
Yeah, and the little AR John Deere here, it come from New Paris, Indiana.
Okay.
The 630, it come from my neighbor, Garland Hart. He bought it new. And
oh, really?
I finally got it from him and redone it. The 70 up yonder, it come from New Paris, Indiana. And the A back over yonder, it come from Crittenden County. Roy Hazard had it, and I bought it. And they're all pretty rough shape, and I love redoing them, and I do the maintenance and painting and everything on them.
Is this all your tractors, or you have more at home?
I have more. I had 12 out for Memorial Day, and I've got 15 in all.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So restoring them has been kind of a hobby for you then, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a hobby and an investment.
Yeah.
Because they're worth more now than they was when I got them. So I look at it as an investment.
Right.
And a hobby too. It's kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I understand. These 30 series John Deere's, that's a pretty unique series, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. They're the color on them, when they put that yellow on the hood, that made them stand out more.
Right.
And the 70 over yonder and this AR, if they had the yellow stripe on them, they would look a whole lot different. But
but
I like them all.
Which one's your favorite one to drive?
Well, my favorite one is home in the garage.
Oh,
so
really?
It's a 48D, and I've got twin stacks on it, and it really sounds good. I like it.
I bet so. Nothing like the old John Deere's like this, and what a neat thing to do, right?
They're going to be a thing of the past, and these tractors is what fed our country for so many years.
Right.
People don't realize that.
And how'd you get started collecting tractors?
Well, I was raised up on a farm, and Daddy had a 44B, and I finally got a 44B, and I've just been interested in tractors all my life.
Because you have all John Deere's, I guess?
Yeah. Is there any other color?
Any other color? Some people might argue with that, but I think John Deere's look good right here in front of Harper House. Yeah. What do you think?
I think you do, too.
That's right. So they're going to be here all weekend. People can come by through July 4th and see them.
The Saturday after the 4th.
Saturday after the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mr. Morris, we appreciate you.
And they're here for people to enjoy.
Can you get on them and check them out?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to disconnect all the battery cables
right.
So they can't start them. But, but yeah, they can get on them, take pictures on them if they want to.
I was going to say, Nelson might want to take one for a drive sometime.
Yeah.
she came out. She's not saying anything on that one.
Yeah.
You ever let Mike Oliver drive them?
Oh, yeah, Michael. He'll drive one of them.
All right.
He's wanting that 630.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's wanting that 630.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He got his money right. Why, he can get it.
money can always be right, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Morris, thank you for loaning your tractors here at Harper House. And what a neat thing for people to see. Hope they'll come by and see them this weekend.
I hope they do, and I hope they enjoy them.
And, of course, come here, Nelson. You stepped out here. You got to talk a minute. Nelson Green, this is so Green kind of goes along with your name, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah, Oliver and Green. It's great. It's good stuff. There's nothing more American than John Deere tractors and 4th of July. So.
I think it's a neat way to let people come by and enjoy something special here at Harper House.
Absolutely. We really appreciate him bringing them down here and allowing us to showcase them for him this weekend.
You know, it kind of goes along with your decor and with your theme here at Harper House anyway. Kind of eclectic, and the John Deere antique tractors are just that.
Absolutely. It's agriculturally based, and it's it just kind of goes along with that vintage vibe that we have going on here at Harper House.
So I know you're pretty creative. Anything green in the menu maybe to go along with the John Deere's for the 4th of July?
Oh, gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's summertime.
That's an idea.
It's summertime, so there's a lot of green stuff around here. If it's fresh and it's local, you're going to see it on the Harper House menu.
You guys having a good summer so far?
It's been amazing. We can't wait for the 4th of July. Between the tourism that the area brings and the local community, we just feel so blessed. It's been pretty amazing.
Very good. A little added extra attraction here so people can come out and see these John Deeres and then come on in and visit with you guys as well.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everybody, and we hope they have a great time like we do.
Very good.